Well, wow, there's a vocal range if ever you've heard one, and you thought the girls from ABBA did it well. That's Winner Takes It All. It's sung by Maz Murray, and she joins me on the line. Maz, hi.
Hello.
That's...
It's only when you hear it back you think, was I absolutely crazy to take that on?
I mean, you obviously from your point of view, you play Donna Sheridan in Mamma Mia, so you're familiar with the songs of ABBA, and you're familiar with, you know, you're used to singing them in front of audiences and all that stuff. But it is a big ask, isn't it, doing the songs of ABBA?
It is a big ask, but I'm lucky that mine are set to a story. So it is part of a, I don't want to use the dreaded word, but it is part of an emotional journey when you're watching the show. Mm. So weirdly, that makes it easier because they make sense to happen.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Rather than just sort of standing up at a piano bar and start singing something that's, you know, when it's sort of been set up, the audience are ready for it. You know, it's like suddenly background music comes on and it's that makes you cry, not necessarily just the acting. And it just, you know, it's a moment. So the show does do that. And also people come and see the show and they're like, where can we get recordings of it? And of course, the recordings are the original company that were 20 years ago that I'm not part of, because the whole point of an original cast album is that it's the original cast album.
Mm.
So we thought we would create something that is, in a way, slightly more contemporary because it's acoustic and stripped back. But also, we've just done the love songs. And when it's only basically a voice and the guitar, you see how beautifully written these songs are.
Yes, because they can be a bit Phil Spector-ish. Things like Dancing Queen, it's a real wall of sound that Benny and Bjorn created. But as you say, underneath that, there are just some very simple tunes, aren't they? Which if you don't do all the acrobatics, they're just beautiful and beautiful lyrics.
Yeah, and very melancholy. I mean, they're very, some of them are very, very sad. I mean, Super Trooper, that I didn't even do on my album, but Super Trooper is such a sad song. It really, if you listen to the lyrics, and they were just remarkable songwriters. And I think because we knew that they were married and we knew that they were both going through emotional difficulties as couples, you know, those songs became even more powerful because they were writing exactly what they were going through.
They were blogging. Effectively, were blogging.
That's right. They really were.
Now, listen, you've done all the big shows. You've done We Will Rock You, Rent, Fame, Chicago, you've played Dusty Springfield's Story. Have you got a favourite out of those, or is Mamma Mia the favourite?
Gosh, that's quite a difficult question, because Mamma Mia has been such a wonderful part of my life, because I've done it twice. I was Tanya about 4 years ago. Who is the cougar role.
Oh, right.
I had a very, very, very little baby. He was only one, and I couldn't have managed any more than that, to be honest. So Donna Sheridan would have been way too much. Mm. So, but when he was a bit older, I carted him off to school, and I was like, I'm back! So that was nice. So, yes, I love Mamma Mia, because Mamma Mia is absolute feel-good. And so are the audiences. The audiences don't come to be impressed. They come to be entertained.
Yes.
They're already having a good time as they walk in.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We Will Rock You was my biggest opportunity, because Queen literally plucked me to do it, and I worked for them for nearly a decade, and they are remarkable, amazing employees. They were just, as bosses, you can't imagine how wonderful they are.
That's lovely to hear. Isn't that nice to hear?
And they're creatives themselves, so you would have thought it could be a disaster.
Yes.
You know, but they really weren't. And I think because they so sympathised with the fact that we were singing these songs 8 times a week, something that Freddie Mercury never did, you know, at most probably 4 times a week if they're doing a world tour. And I mean, none of us could speak by Saturday.
Really?
You know, we just...
That much of a strain.
Because you're singing, we are the day! You know, you're all every night. I mean, by Saturday, it's like we've been to 5 football matches. And we just said, we can't do it. And they were like, no, absolutely. You know, have a day off. Go and see a voice coach. I mean, no one says that in theatre. They go, get your backside into that show. You know, they were just gorgeous. Absolutely wonderful. Because they knew it as performers themselves. You know,
That's amazing. That's so good to hear. That is so good to hear. Listen, it can't go unnoticed. We have to mark the fact that you are the daughter of Mitch Murray, who Tony Barnfield on Roundabout did a whole special with your dad, he's one of the major songwriters of the 60s and 70s. He had his own record label. How's that relationship been growing up with your dad when your dad was so big in pop music?
Wonderful. Toughest act in the world to follow. And he got a CBE last year for songwriting.
And a set of stamps now.
Yeah. And of course, you know, when you get awarded something like that from the Queen, it's normally because you've done something absolutely remarkable for other people, right? So when he sat us down for dinner, of which we all thought he was going to tell us something horrendous, he went, "I've been awarded the CBE." And we all went, "What for?" He's not been to work since 1974. You know, I grew up with parents that had the most peculiar work ethic because all his work was done by the time I was born. It's unbelievable. Listen, he's the funniest man in the world. He's total lunatic, great fun, and is the happiest person I know, has lived his life to the full. He still does. His lockdown year was the most successful in the last three decades. Got CBE. They made a stamp out of him. Anyway, he loves anything with his face on. So you can imagine how that went down. I mean, now he can't wait to send us stuff.
No, because he's going to put a stamp on it. Oh, it's me.
Exactly. Yeah. I'll send you this. It's like, it's all right, Dad. I've got my own wet wipes at home. He doesn't send me some. But he's great fun. He's a really, really good critic. I mean, I've called him with unbelievably peculiar questions that no other daughter could really ever ask their father. Like, you know, I'm not getting on with this guy and I don't know what to do. I mean, I'm talking about people that I work with, conductors or whatever. Mm. You know, what do I do? What do I do? I mean, he's just brilliant at saying, I mean, his advice to me in the music industry was, nobody knows best because it's taste.
Yes.
You know, somebody's Elvis is someone else's Timmy Mallett. It's just, there's no right or wrong. You're not athletes. It's not, you can either run the fastest or you can't. So I think he's always said, do what you think is wonderful, do what you like, and there will always be somebody else that likes it. If you try to do something that other people like, there's a chance no one will. He's absolutely my ray of sunshine. He's my best mate in the world. I'm such a daddy's girl. But then my mum, Grazina Frame, she was a massive movie actress and singer and sang with everybody, recorded with everybody. And she's a lot more hands-on and a lot more instrumental in choices. And don't wear that. Don't stand like that. She's brilliant. I mean, it's like having your own production company. And what's hilarious is now she started to do it with our kids. So if our kids are in school shows, we've got to be really careful.
But very interesting as well, because she's a woman who was performing at times when women were having quite a rough, you know, it could be difficult, couldn't it? It's beating around the bush here. It could be difficult for women to get ahead in the music business and in theatre and film and stage. She's obviously survived it and did very well. So she's got some sound advice to pass down.
Well, yes, and also, you know, I've never been, I don't know, I don't even know if I am a bit of a feminist. I've got no idea because I'm so comfortable in my own skin. And she had such a blessed career. She was very, very happy to be the Dolly and very happy to be the gorgeous girl. She worked with Morecambe and Wise. She worked with all of them, but she was managed by Robert Stigwood, who was, I mean, one of the biggest producers and managers of all time.
Absolutely.
You know, looked after John Travolta and everybody.
Yeah.
And Robert Stigwood, basically, she was part of his gang of artists, and he just looked after her. She didn't have a worry or a care in the world. In those days, don't forget, there weren't as many people wanting to do it.
No.
There weren't as many in the industry. There weren't when I was at school.
No.
There was only 9 people in my class at stage school.
That's incredible, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, let's look ahead then. Let's stick. So the album is out. What's next? Because are you gonna get your dad to write you some songs now? Has he ever written anything for you?
So on the first album, Midnight Mass, that I made a year and a half ago, I wanted to put one of my dad's songs on there.
Right.
And so I recorded one and then I played it to him and I didn't tell him which one it was because he said, "Oh, don't just put one on for the sake of it." And I said, "I won't put one on for the sake of it. I'm going to have a go at trying a few." Anyway, so I actually did a cover of You Were Made For Me.
Ooh.
That he wrote for
Freddie and the Dreamers.
And I turned it into a ballad love song. Anyway, it starts playing. He didn't have a clue what the song was. And I went, it's your song. He went, I didn't write that. I said, you did write that. And he went, I'm really good. And I went, I know you're really good. Yeah.
My goodness.
And he loves it. He didn't even recognise it as one of his own.
Amazing.
So, that was quite fun. So I don't know what's next. Next, I was due to be Norma Desmond in Sunset Boulevard at Alexandra Palace, which has been postponed because of Corona. So February the 7th, that's rescheduled to happen. And there's a few streamed events I'm doing, but generally I'm now sitting back. I've been unbelievably busy. So now I'm just sort of sitting back and eating banana cake.
That sounds perfect. Sounds like the perfect way to spend an afternoon. Maz, we could talk forever, and it's just lovely to hear the sort of another part of a family story. It's been a delight to meet you. Good luck with the album. Thank you for the singles as well. And we'll speak again, I'm sure.
And everybody must download I'm a Woman from Woman and Brian May, because all the proceeds go to breast cancer and target ovarian cancer. It's online now, our single for charity. Thank you so much.